Good Thursday. Today is November the 6th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look this morning at some Ohio Soybean Council-funded research projects that are going on, and also a look at the current U.S.-China trade deal. We'll be back with the details on those and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Visiting today with Tom Fontana. And Tom is the Director of Research and Education at the Ohio Soybean Council. I guess, Tom, real quick, maybe an update. Some of the projects that are going on currently funded by Farmer Checkoff dollars.
Well, we have a lot of them out there. Keeping track of making sure insect pests don't come to Ohio and manage the ones we have. We have a lot of work in the area of trying to control soybean cyst nematode, a new disease that we're looking at that has become more prevalent in Ohio is white mold, and there's some areas of Ohio, so we're looking at that. We're looking at breeding new traits that combat various diseases, especially Phytophthora, looking at developing new varieties to in the food grade soybean market. I could go on and on. Weed management, we're looking at how to identify weed issues before they or when they initially start growing. We're looking at artificial intelligence and precision ag when it comes to replanting of soybeans. We've looked at weed control in the AI space, disease identification, that sort of thing. We also fund a lot of extension efforts to try to get our information out to farmers and communicate with farmers in ways that make it easy for farmers to get this information and use it on their field. So those are the kinds of things we're doing right now.
A lot of good things going on, and obviously a busy time throughout the year with all the different projects and the changes in agriculture. Again, my guest today, Tom Fontana, Director of Research and Education with the Ohio Soybean Council. Tom, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions. You know, we heard a lot of talk about a week ago about the trade deal with China for U.S. soy. American Farm Bureau Federation's Chad Smith has the details.
Trade is certainly a hot topic among the agricultural community, with farmers and ranchers facing concerns on a number of fronts. However, Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said there's been some important progress with one of our nation's largest trading partners.
China has agreed to purchase 12 million metric tons of soybeans before January and at least 25 million metric tons annually for the next 3 years of soybeans. They've also said that they're going to resume purchases of other ag products, but no official announcements have been made. In addition, the United States has removed the Chinese port fees on any Chinese-owned and operated ships, so that should help tensions be relieved.
The administration also announced several smaller deals, including agreements with Malaysia, Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam.
Some of these are deals, some of them are more frameworks, but overall, they're good progress for U.S. agriculture. We're going to see some opening of doors for U.S. dairy, poultry, rice, pork, and ethanol. And we're also going to see some reductions of non-trade barriers.
While this progress is certainly good news, the overall ag economy outlook is still challenging.
There's still some uncertainty when we talk about agricultural trade, and that makes it harder for farmers to plan and make decisions. And so when we talk about an ag economy that's already feeling a lot of pain, the more certainty and the more open market access we can get for farmers, the better it will be.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Thanks, Chad. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.